Today's daf is Chulin, daf Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Mabez. Towards the bottom, today's shiur is sponsored Lila Nishpas, Dr. Alan Goldstein, Avraham ben Menachem Moshe, on his third yard side, a man who dedicated his family, dedicated his life to his family, his patients, learning and teaching Torah. And as well, the shiur is sponsored for the week, Lila Nishmas Yerachmiel Shimon ben Yaakov Shammai. Okay, we are on Nun Gimel Amabez. We'll start with Amar of Ashi, about 10 lines up from the bottom. As we continue in the sugyas of Eilu Treifas, various inyanim related to, as we had the past couple of days, Jerusa, Claude, and the discussions a little bit that we had relating to poison and how we understand the Bisman Azeh. But again, as we'll see today, as the Gemara and the Rishonim have said a number of times already, on today's daf is going to say, Ein lecha ela ma shamanu chachamim. What Chazal say is what Chazal say, whether we know the reason for it or not. Yes, we learned about Trefa Chaya, Trefa Ein Chaya, and the effect, and 12 months. But ultimately, trefers are the list that we have from the Mesorah, and that is what we follow. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Ashi, 10 lines up from the bottom. Ki avinan be Rav Kahana, when we were by Rav, the house of Rav Kahana, Aisu Kaman Ahireya, they brought along the Chiavi Mitzvah La Yasa Shaper, when it was sitting literally and on the table, then it was fine. It looked okay. V'chiyavi madzlu la, but when it was lifted up, have on the side mislicha v'nafla tilhi. It fell apart. Fell apart when one would lift it up. So the question is, what's the halacha? When it was down, it was okay. And when it lifted up, it was a problem. V'tarif nala. And Rav Kahana said it was treif. Mid Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua. Based on what Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua said up above, that if something falls apart, then it's totally rotted through. So then that would be a treifa. Rav Nachman Amar v'kot tachi tinakiv l'chalal. If there is a thorn, so in the in it, so then it has to go all the way and puncture all the way through. But by a chash of being clawed, a drusa, so then it has to get red by the area of the intestines, the whole bottom side of the animal. So if that gets red, so that's a simen of a drusa. By the simanim, by basar, I'll agree, it has to get red by the b'nei me'ayim, but by the simanim, if it was nidras, Rashi says, Darsa b'simanim, so then the simanim themselves have to become red. But Rashi continues, bottom line, Avol mishum ha'adam az basar shekenegdan, but just the redness of the flesh, of the basar, that is opposite the kana, the veshet, lo mitrafa, that's not enough to say it is treif. Why? Derov simanim kashim hein. They're stronger, they're more taut. Ve'ein eresh sholeh behen. And the poison is not going to get in unless you really do it mamish on the simanim. But in the area, around, it's not, and therefore red around is not going to be good enough. Avokei edimu heinatzman ari nigla sheshalat behen. But if the simanim themselves get red, so then it would be a simon that they were really affected. Good. Amar Rav Papi. Boy Rav Bibi Barabaya. Veshet nikuvaso bimashu drusaso bimashuhu. Right, we had back, we think, we're almost at the second mission of the parak. Hashem, we're getting there. But back on Daf Mem Beis, where we had the beginning of the parak, so the veshet was nikuvas haveshet, and we learned that was a mashuhu. And we spoke about the Psukas Hagar Geras. What were the Shiurim? So, Nekuvasa B'mashu, Drusasa B'mashu. So, the puncture for the Veshet would be any tiny little amount. So, the Drusas also, any tiny little amount, if it was clawed in the Veshet, so then any amount would make it into a Trefa. Kane, Nekuvasa B'ki'isar. But we said the Kane wouldn't be a Mashu. You have to have the Isar, that coin Isar size of a Nekev. So drusasa bakama. So what about drusa? Would that also the size be larger? So basa debaya hader pashta chazeva chazeba mashu. Right, nekuva and drusa are parallel. So my time a why zihare mikla kali vaazil. Why do we say that they're both a mashu and aki isar? Because once it's a mashu, we assume that it's going to spread. It's going to spread, and therefore it's going to be a problem, right? Rashi says, "Echazev, echazev, veshet, vikana, drusaso, bimashu," because it spreads. Yosef Rav Yisrael Bar Yishmael Bar Marsa, Kamei Rav Nachman, V'yosef Akamar, Drusa Sir Amru Tricha Bedika Kenega Bnei Me'ayim. When we have the Suffolk Drusa, and we had the Halachas over the last couple of days, how do you check if there is a potential problem? So you have to check Kenega, the entire area by the intestines under the animal, so that is where one would look to check for Drusa. Amarle Rav Nachman, Hoy Elohim, or Elohim, Mori Baya Rav Mikapa Varatma. Right, Elohim is a Lashon of Yeshua. Rav said, no, you have to check from the spoon to the thigh. Mikafa varatma. So, what does that mean? What's the shear? So, my kafa. Ilema kafa dida. Does it mean the shoulder? Hainu kadega bnei me'ayim. Is that the same shear? So, what is that adding? Ela mikafa democha ad atma. But it means democha, the moach, the brain. So, it has to be much further up, the front of the animal, ad atma, until way back by the thigh. So, the whole bottom part of the animal, one looks for drusa to see if there's any simanim of redness, as we have said. Remember that we discussed, as we talk about all these cases of drusa, that bisman hazeh, many of these checks, we don't do. Again, checking physical evidence to see if something has a nekev or something has a sircha, that we do. But a suffix, a chshash of something that we want to check, does the animal we had Risa Gevarim, right? Does the animal walk? Does the animal put its hind leg or front leg out or not? Or here too, you check, so we many Rishonim say, Rashi quoted it back 2 days ago, from the Bahag, right? The Bahag, Adaf Nubezim and Aleph, we had, whenever you need Bedika by Nefula or Shvura or Drusa, that was only in the earlier generations. But not Bizman Hazeh. Rashi says, I think you could check, at least for certain cases, Bizman Hazeh, Elon Lodayan El Mashi and Avroos. Rashi says, 2 days ago, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quoted this in Simen Nun Zayin. The Ramah said, in the Simen of Trefos, this is Simen Nun Zayin, is the Simen about, I think it's Nefula, right? Drusa, Medrusa. Right, the clawed, Drusa Mechaya Hadares, says 21 Se'ifim. That's 3 blot of Gemara. 21 Se'ifim, so all the way at the end of that Simen, in Sif Yudches, Yesh Mi She'omer, She'bechomakom Shuzker Shabadika, Kagon Bedrusa Nefula Ushvura, Bedoros Halalu Leka Lemekim Abadika. Right, we don't use the Badika, right, this is the Bahag that Rashi quoted. Shapir. Velesle Takanta Elo Lishahuye Yudbeis Chodesh. That you have to wait 12 months. That's the only bedika that we have. Oh, be nakvash tisaber tisaber v'tele. That a kevo is going to wait until if it has a baby, because then also that's a reflection of chaya. V'chein of v'chulu v'yesh omrim the bizgam bizman hazeh both kin el shesorach li zara lahavi kol abakin bedavar. And then others say no, that we check even bizman hazeh. That's Rashi that we had. That's Machlokes Bahag and Rashi, both quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah adds hagav yan anu bedaras achronim ein bakin bebedika. See, he acknowledges that the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, but the Ramah says not bizman hazeh. V'lachein aminag lahatrif kol davar sheyesh lo reyasa vein somchin al bedikasenu klau. Lachain Yishlino Kisvara Harishon. He quotes from the Urzarua and others. The Yishbach Mirin Ode, adds the Ramah. Shekol Shetrichin Lahash Hoso Shneemasar Chodesh Chayshinan Litakala. And even if we're going to wait for a year, right, we'd rather not have potential problems around. We try not to have takalas in our house that if we use, it would be a problem, because Chayshinan, that somebody's going to use it before the 12 months. Right? If you look at the Pische Tshuva, he quotes here from the Chassam Sofer, Devade takolo diyud beis chodesh kazav ramah hu lav dafka. Shreid matzino b'shas de beitza b'sugya de tfilas kelem chashidu takolo de chatzi shana. Doesn't have to be 12 months dafka. A long time. Pische Tshuva quotes from the Chassam Sofer. Anytime that you're going to think it's a long time. V'yibkein mistayin lahakel b'shihui de ibur v'holada de ofo shehu rak chaf alef yom. If it's by the birds and you check if they have a laid an egg or have an offspring, 3 weeks, okay, you don't have to worry about takala. Aval ibur de behema afilu daka shehu hei chadashim less than lahakel. 5 months is too long. 3 weeks you can focus on, you know, not forgetting something and recognizing. But even 5 months, don't think that the Ramah is dafka a year. Vayin sham od ma shecholik al harav shol de pasha beidav hei chash yishtodam lahakel yosi yish lahatir shi yud beis chodesh v'avar v'ibur v'olada mi mechira l'nachri v'ucholik ala the chesab zover argues the other rabba yosi yikil ha-beichas on takala sashiyui mi takala sa mechira. Okay, and then he continues quoting that Chassam Sofer. But again, back to the Ramah. Chashina l'takala v'afilu eino ela echad ha'omid b'safek. Even if there's only one, Right? Only one, and you know you're going to keep that one separate still. It's not good enough. Also, you shouldn't sell it to a guy while it's alive because, you know, it might end up going to a Jew. Keep that in mind. We discussed that when we started this parak, the Rashba, Chelek Alef Siman Sadiches. Whereas Vade Trefa, we're not talking about any Bedikas. The Bedikas that we're talking about is only when there's a Suffolk about something. Suffolk Nefula, Suffolk Derusa. If there's a Vade Trefa, it's Vade. It's Trefa, and you don't have to wait anything. You just, one is not allowed to eat it immediately. So that's an important Lamaisa. The post can discuss again. This is Siman Nun Zayin, Sif Yud Ches in Yeridea. Where those Sekelim also talk about this, the Shach talks about this Rashba that we just quoted by Vade Trefa. None of these Bedikos help. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Kisalik Rav Chia Bar Yosef Ashkechinu, when Rav Chia Bar Yosef went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechinu, the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, the Asvi Vekamri, and he found Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish, two of the Gedolei Ador, that was sitting and saying, Terusa Sa'amru, Tzricha Bedika, Kenega B'nei Me'ayim. Amar Lahu, and he said to them, Ho Elohim, Mori Ba Rav Mikaba Varatma. You say only the B'nei Me'ayim. I heard from Rav, right, in Bavel, Mikaba, that's from the Kafa Varatma, which is a bigger area. Amar Le Reish Lakish, Manu Rav, Umanu Rav, Aloyadanale. Who is this? Lahavdo, sounds like Paro, right? Who is this that, I never heard of him. Who is this Rav? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You don't remember? V'lo nehira leila oso Talmud, sheshimesh as Rebbe Rabba, Rebbe Chia. You don't remember how great he was? Right? You don't remember that he was here, but right before he went to Bavel. He was Meshamesh, the Rebbe Rabba. V'lo Elohim kol osom shanim sheshimesh oso Talmud v'yeshiva, anishimashki b'amida. And all those years that he was sitting, I was standing. Right, he was more chashev than me. Right, the great rabbis used to sit, so he was standing. Uman gever who gever bekule. What was his greatness? Everything. Gever bekule. Rashi b'Torah ubechasidus. Torah and chasidus. Does that mean Torah and midos? Torah and derech eretz. Whatever it means, he was great. He was great in Torah and chasidus. So you don't remember him? So let's just finish. Pete miyad pasach reish lakish or reish lakish. Oh, you jarred my memory. V'yamar barum zachor oso ish latov she'amru shmua mipiv. So I remember he said the following. By the way, I don't remember. I have to check that Tosin about Metzia again. I didn't check it again. There's machlokas rishonim whether reish lakish when he was younger, earlier, he was within the fold and then he went and became a bandit and then he came back. Right? And then he came back, Bamitzia. Some say that he never was. So Tosef brings a couple of rayas that maybe he was chozer. He was chozer because earlier in his life, he was. So here, I don't know how far Rabbi Yochanan is telling Reish Lakish to remember. He's saying, remember so long ago that Rav used to say that? So again, I don't remember whether Tosef brings up this Gemara. Pei Dalid Amid Aleph. No, Tosus does not bring up the Gemara. But again, there Tosus has quotes the Machlokas. Bikanam Rabbeinu Tam, because the Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan there, when he was Makarev, his brother-in-law, his future brother-in-law, he says, Ihadart b'cha, if you're chozer bo. Bikanam Rabbeinu Tam, there is Shlachash mitchilo yada harbe, el shaparak ol Torah, v'nase ama'aretz v'asak v'listios, mitakamret Ihadart b'cha, mashma lios kibatchila, follow Tifrak Ol Torah Me'alecha. The Karmanami, my honestly, Hasan Karli Rabbi Klomer, Me'i Karanami Avi Karli Rabbi El Shashachti. Okay, that's what he suggests. Again, we call somebody a Ba'al Tshuva even if they never were. Even if they never were, because maybe the Pintel Yid of the Malach, or everyone, we say a Jew is always, starts off being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, but here, I don't know exactly how long back he was referring to, but interesting, one has that Lashon, but remember that Tosfos in Bava Metzia on Daf Pei Dalet. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says, don't you remember? He's like, oh, now I remember. I remember, and he said as follows. He said the following line. Zachar also ish latov sh'amr shmua mipiv. Shmuta v'shchuta, if there is an animal whose simen is detached, Shmuta, it was detached, like the Lashon, that's one of the Psule Shchit, if you remember from the first parak. Ikor, according to some Rishonim. Vishchuta, but it's shechted. It's detached, but it was shechted properly. Kshera, you could assume that the Shmuta happened after the Shchuta. You could assume it's kasher. Why? Sheyevshel Shemuta, Shedeyasa Shchuta. It's impossible if it was already detached to have a good Shchita on that. Right? So if it's already shechted, you have to assume that it was done okay. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yaviv Yaakov. Rabbi Yochanan said, and this is what Reish Lakish quoted in the name that he remembered, Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you could bring another simon and do a similar cut, and see, right, or Rashi here says, Yechatchana b'makam acher, right, a different spot on it, and you see if it looks the same, and don't mar anshal chatochim trefe, if it looks the same as trefe, because then you could assume that the shmuta happened beforehand. That if not, not. Rav Nachman, lo shonu ela shol tovas b'simanim. Rav Nachman said, this only applies, discussion of the Rishonim, who is he modifying? Is he modifying Rav or Rabbi Yochanan? But either way, this only applies if he didn't hold the simanim. So tavas besimanim, aval tavas besimanim v'shachad. If he held the simanim, then he could even do it afterwards. Efshal l'shemuta sh'diyasa shchuta. And therefore, that wouldn't be a raya that had happened earlier. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Gemara Megillah is the source for standing when one learns. Right? The Gemara here says, he was sitting and I was standing. Because I was just a Talmud and he was the Rebbe. So remember the beginning of the third parak in Masechet Megillah? Remember the Gemara and Megillah, it's flipped the other way. I think of the third and the fourth parak to Mishnayos. It's a different order. So in the third parak of the Gemara, we have Akoris and Megillah. So Akoris and Megillah, Omeid the Yoshev. Technically, one could read the Megillah standing or sitting. Covet at Sibor, when we do up at Sibor, the Chazin, the Balkore stands. But if somebody's reading at home for one individual, then the Balkore can sit when reading the Megillah. For the Brachas, one has to stand. Birchas HaMitzvah. But when one sits, one could actually sit. But the first line of the Gemara there, Megillah Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Tana, Masha Ein Kein Batorah. Unlike Torah. Megillah, you can sit or stand. Unlike Torah, right? The only you have to read it standing, right? Rashi, She'ein, Koran, B'Torah, B'Tzibur, M'Yushav, right? We do it, Kavod HaTzibur, but technically you could sit. But unlike Torah, Minan Emili, Amar Rabbi Yevo, Damar Kra, V'Yatapo, Amod, Imadi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, by Har Sinai, stand with me. V'Yatapo, Amod, Imadi. Moshe was like the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. V'Amar Rabbi Yevo, Imali, Mekar, Kasav, Yeshal, Omro. Right, had the Pasuk not said it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Kaviyachol af HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'amida. Right, kaviyachol. Right, it's as if Hashem is standing. Right, Rashi. Kaviyachol nomar b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki ba'adam shiachol lehe omer bokeh. Right, ki'ilu. That's standing by Kriya. But then we have the Gemara that we're interested in. V'yama Rebbe Avahu. One more line. Tana Rabbanan. Mimos Moshe v'ad Rebbe Gamliel. Lo hayu l'meidin Torah ela me'umad. From Moshe to Rabbi Gamliel, whenever they learned, they stood. How could you sit when you're involved in such an activity? You have to sit. You have to stand. Misha Mesh Rabbi Gamliel, Yarad Choli La'olam. When Rabbi Gamliel died, so Choli came down to the world, V'hayu L'meidim Torah Miyushav. And they used to sit. Okay, we're not on that level. V'hayinu Ditzanan, and that's what it says at the end of Sota. Remember all of the Tanan that died, that all the Midos died with them. Misha Mesh Rabbi Gamliel, Batel Kavod HaTorah. Right? Kavod HaTorah, that everybody used to stand. Because imagine, we could sit, we don't appreciate the awesomeness of the activity that we're involved in. But we're sitting. Kavas of Echad Omer v'Eshe Bahar, V'Kavas of Echad Omer v'Anochi Amadati Bahar, Amarav, Omeid v'Lomeid, Yoshe v'Shona. When you learn it, you have to stand. When you want to sit and think about it afterwards, okay, then you can analyze it and one can sit. Okay, but either way, this is the source of standing in the earlier generations. This is where the Tosfos is about El Mole, that 25 times on the Sefer Tzaddikim quotes, oh, look at the Tosfos in Megillah Chaf Aleph. So, El Mole with a Yud, El Mole with an Aleph. Oh, were it not or were it? Right, that's what Tosfos discusses here in Megillah Chaf Aleph. Again, Rabbeinu Tam. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Deicha Jeish Aleph Basof, Il Male Rotzal Omer Ilu Lo. Deicha Dechsev Il Male Biyud, Rotzal Omer Ilu Haya. Right, that's what it started off by saying, Il Male Mikra Kasev, Efshar Le Yefshar Le Omra. So again, that's the Amida, and that's what he refers to here. That he said, Rabbi Yochanan says, I used to be sitting while, right, because I used to be standing. The Rabbanim used to sit, first of all, it was after Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. It was after that time. But also as a sign of Kavod. The Mishnah also talks about this. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the first parak, comments on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, V'havi mis'avek ba'afa raglehem. Right, the Yosef ben Yuezer, Ishtrei, the Yosef ben Yochanan Yerushalayim. They say your house has to have a lot of rabbis. Beis Vav Chachamim, have a lot of shiurim. Mis'avek ba'afa raglehem. You should be in the dust of the feet. Ba'afa raglehem. In the dust of their feet. So what does that mean? Rabbeinu Yonah. She'yinag lohem kavod. Show them kavod. right? Be by their feet. Shahayadarkam la amod lefneachachamim vehem yoshrim al safsalim beis hamedrash. The rabbi should be sitting on the benches, and the talmidim should be standing. Right, nowadays it's funny; it's just the opposite. Sometimes the rebbe is standing in the shir, and the talmidim are sitting. But you know, in the days of old, when it was more of a cover, nowadays the rav stands to be able to be excited and make sure everybody's into it, and everybody else is taking notes. Hopefully, you know, they have to sit, but. The days of old, to show the kavod, so the Rebbe used to be sitting, and the Talmidim used to be standing. Umeham yoshvim ad lefnei al-gabei karka, and sometimes there wasn't enough seats, they sat on the ground. Kimosha amru, chulin nun dalad. Rabbi Niona quotes it. Kol ayamim shashimish oso tamad bi yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan used to be a bi yeshiva. Shimashti ani ba'amida. Well, I'm sorry, when the Rebbe was bi yeshiva, he stood. Vazeo shamru is chabed im kol abrios, v'havi mechabed is kol hachachavim. Right, you have to give the proper covet. And then finally, obviously, the Mishnah says, "Avishosu b'samayas devrayim." Sit at their feet and drink from their words. I think it's the Medrash Shmuel. I didn't break up the Medrash Shmuel, which is called the Shita Mukubetzas on Perkei Avos. Right, he's a collected early Achron. So he writes there on this Mishnah that it's talking about two different rabbis. It's talking about the in-house rabbi and the guest rabbis. Right, the rav of the community. Now sometimes people get, okay, we're scholars in residence. Wow, exciting. The rabbi. Or the opposite. Or the guest rabbi. I don't have to such covet for him. And the rabbi, that's my rabbi. I have to. So the Mishnah says, you should have a lot of rabbis in your house. Misavek ba'afa raglehem. That's talking about the rabbi that just came. He has dust on his feet. Right, he just traveled. So sit at his, have covet for the visiting rabbi. And also, when you think you know everything from your own rabbi, because, you know, you've heard him so much, keep being thirsty for his words. Keep being thirsty for his words. So that's a great Medrash Shmuel to introduce any guest, or when the guest is introduced, he could say it about the home rabbi, the Mar D'Asra. Right? It's just a good Medrash Shmuel to know, to be able to have in one's back pocket. Okay, but anyway, that's about Biamida. Rabbi Yona quoted our Gemara. Okay, we continue by the two dots. Again, we're not going to talk about the godless right now of Rav. He was a Rav, Torah and Chassidus, all the different areas of perfection that we have to try to achieve. We continue though now. Ze'akla, la'asu yemai. So if we remember way back in the Mishnah 12 days ago, Mishnah Adav Membeis had said at the end, Ze'akla, kol she'ein kamoa chaya treifa. Right? Anything that doesn't live is trefa. So what is that including? So we had earlier, right? We had the inclusion of the seven different topics of trefas that were quoted earlier. Tebei Yosef Rishba, he comes up a few places in Shas, he was a trapper. Tebei Yosef, the trapper. Machu Begidan Asha, he used to hit the animal by the Gidan Asha, Vikatli, and then he used to shech the animal without waiting. Without waiting, he used to smash the animal and then kill the animal. So Asla Kamei, the question is, does that make the animal a treifa before the shechita? So Asla Kamei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer Lahu, v'chila hosav al ha-treifas yesh, k'vi bi mosav on the treifas, ein lecha el ha-mashamon ha-chachamim. Right? What the rabbis say. That's it. That's, you can't add on, any. Debei Rav Papa Bar Abba Rishba Machu Bakul Yevakali. They used to kick one of the kidneys also, and then kill the animal without waiting. Asla Kamei Rabbi Abba Amar Luvichil Hosav Al Treifas Yesh Ein Lachelam Al Mashamana Chachamim. Same reaction. Vaka Chazina De Kamesa. But what do you mean? We see that sometimes the animal dies from such a hit. Gemiri, no, we have a misora, the ibadri la sama chaya, that if you would put medicine on it, it would live. And therefore, it's only defined as a trefa. The last line of this section of the Gemara teaches us a chiddush, right? It's only defined as a trefa, bismana Gemara, if there was no remedy, if there was no way to help it live. But if there was a remedy, so then that's not a trefa. Right? We have this by Inyani trefa. Let's say a person... Ruvain, he gives Shimon a hit that kills Shimon, but Shimon could have taken medicine and saved himself. So the post can talk about it. Is he Chai Mis in that case? He didn't kill him, he just didn't do what he was supposed to do. Right? What if somebody puts somebody in jail but gives them food, but the guy refuses to eat, goes on a hunger strike and he dies? Is he Chai Misa for that? He gave him food. Give them food. It's hard to say that, you know, something that could have been prevented, we're going to blame the persons here too. Lahavdil, in Inyanei Trefis, we have the same the same idea. If you look at the Me'iri sums it up. Me'iri, as we finish up this first section of Perek Elu Treifus, says the Me'iri, Kamakam shehuksabo abahemo v'mesabo, v'chein anu roim tamid almaka kazushi mesabo. Right, if there is a type of wound that we see, the animal always dies from it. V'ein anu motzim osa b'chlal treifus shamanu chachamim, but it's not on the list. Ein machnisin osa b'chlal treifus. You don't put it in the list, even though you see it dies a month after, every time it gets this hit. She'ein l'chach b'treifus elam ha'shamanu chachamim. V'hu she'amru, he quotes our two stories. And then he says, "V'chila hosav al treifus yesh ein lucha betreifus al mashavan chachamim." V'al v'gav in both directions. V'al v'gav the chazina demaisi. And even though you see that the animals die from this gemiri di baji lesimanim chaye, it must be there's some medicine out there that can help the animal live. V'chein the opposite. Imra'inu bechal treifos dvarim she'anu ro'en osam bebehema v'hu chaya. We see on the list of treifus, and the animal does not die from this. Ein makilim b'kach. Afilu ra'inu adavar bahasmada v'sheheidu harofim alei ha'shekein. And even though the medical animal professionals are meyid, doesn't matter. Klal advarim ein lecha b'treifus lo lekula v'lo lechumra. Ela mashamonu chachamim. It's an important lashon of the Me'iri. Again, we discussed it back on Daf Mem Beis, and the Me'iri says it here too, and that's what the Rabban said at the beginning of the parak, and that's what the Rambam said, if you remember in Hilchos Shechita, in Perek Yud, these are the Yesodas. If you look in the Chazon Ish also discusses. I don't think we quoted this lashon earlier, so we'll quote it now. The Chazon Ish in Simen Hey in Yaradeya. He wrote this in Vilna when he was still in Vilna. It says on top of this section, Yom Hey Yud Tes Elul Tof Reish Pei Vilna. Right, the Chazon Ish before he came to Eretz Yisrael. So there in that's when he was. He was still in secret. He wasn't Megala himself, right? He became the Chazon Ish first. Nobody knew he was the Chazon Ish at that time, right? He was just the, a Bachar of Karelitz, but later on, obviously. Good. So the Chazon Ish there says, he quotes from the Gemara in Psachim that they were going to Sefer HaRefuos, Shemesh Rabin Miyad, El Shalom Nizgalu B'chol Dar V'dar B'chol Malkom Malkom, V'yesh Asher Nizgalu V'chazru V'nishkechu. Some, there are medicines there that we know about, some that we knew and that we forgot. V'nimsa L'chachamim L'kvoa HaTreifas Al-Piruach Kacham, Shofia Aleihem. V'na HaYetzorach Li'kava B'beis Ha'alafim Torah. Really? And he refers to the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Avodah Zarah. Remember the Gemara, 6,000 years long, the world, 2,000 Torah, 2,000 Yemos HaMashiach. And the Chazon Ish explains that Gemara, as the Marsha does in Sanhedrin also, that what happened around the year 2000, right, that was just about the time 2000 was Avram Avinu, right? Avram Avinu was born in 1948, he was 52 at the year 2000, he discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the time we showed him, the year 4000 was just around the time of the Ksivas HaMishnah. And the Chazon Ish writes elsewhere in Hilchos Mamrim that all Yesodos of Torah were developed by the time of the Mishnah. Since then, it's all application. Everything is just Hashlachot. All Yesodos in Torah, that's what it means. 2000, in the middle of 2000 were Torah, and the next 2000 were Yemos HaMashiach. What do you mean? There's no Torah? So Rashi says, no, it's not Dafka. It just means there's also Yemos HaMashiach. But the Marsha there, and the Torah Tamima, and the Chazon Ish, and many others say, no. 4000 was an important stage of the Halachic Masorah. And the Chazon Ish's Lashon is all Yesodos were created then. And that's why the Chazon Ish argues on the Pashas of the Ketzer Mishnah. He says, he can't beat the Ketzer Mishnah, means it. The Ketzer Mishnah, the second parak of Hilchos Mamrim, where he interprets he might be saying that Amoraim are technically allowed to argue on Tanaim, but they wouldn't. No, says the Chazon Ish, they can't. They can't argue on the Tanaim, and that's the impression you get from all of Shas, because that was when the principles were made. So says the Chazon Ish here too, referring to that Gemara, that the principles of Treifus don't change. Right? They were made at that time. They knew with their Ruach Kacham, this has medicine, and even if this lives, you might say Nishtanu, but he says, the Efshar Ot Shalo Behiskalu Sameha Refua, Vofaneam Lava Nishtanu Zmanenu, Elagam Beshini Agufim Achayim, Kumoshini Miute Adam. In the olden days, they thought bloodletting was healthy, and nowadays the bloodletting is not healthy. Surgeries of today might not have helped earlier. Either way, he says, that's it. Like the Me'iri, like the other Mefarshim as well. Okay, we get to the second Mishnah here in Perek Elu Treifus. Second Mishnah. The Elu Ksheros Bebehema. We had the Elu Shreifus. Now we have the Elu Ksheros. Nikva Hagargeres. Right? Well, Nikva Hagargeres. There was a puncture in the Gargeres, without a Chisaron. Right? It was just Nikva. Oshenistika. Or it had a, cut. Ad kama techsar, how much is up until can it be missing and it's still not considered chisaron? The size of an isar, like we had up top. Nifchasa gugolas velo nikim krum shamoach. If the skull gets crushed somewhat, and velo nikim krum shamoach, and there was no puncture through the membrane of the brain. Nikav alei velo lebeis chalalo. The heart, one of the chambers had a puncture, but it did not go all the way through. These are all exactly the opposite of what we had in the first Mishnah. Nishra shidra velo nifzak achut shava. The spine was somewhat crushed, but the chut, the inner spinal cord, was not. Nitzla hakaved v'nishayim en kezayis. Right, the liver was taken out, but there was a kezayis. Kezayis left, right? Medical science today points out that the liver, even if there's just a little bit left, it can regenerate. As long as there's a little bit left. Right, the liver is an unbelievable organ that it can regenerate itself. So, kezayis, mashu, we had that discussion, but the nishayim mina kezayis. Hemsei zubeis akosla, shenikvu zelatoch zeh. The stomachs that got a hold, those two, one to the other, that's okay, because that's supposed to have. They connect to each other. Nita atchol, if the spleen is removed, that also is not a trefa. Nitzlo haklayos, the kidneys. Nita lechi hatachton. Nita, right, the lower jaw. Nitzlo haim shalab. The uterus, vacharusa bidei shamayim. If an animal is shriveled up, bidei shamayim. Right, we'll have to see what that means. Which part of the animal is shriveled up? Hageluda, if the animal is skinned, Rashi. Nital ora, the skin is taken off. Omachma shchin, it has some type of boils. Omachma's malacha, or it was working. But if it has a big load and the load, you know, took the skin off and there's nothing left. Remeir Machsher Echamim Postlin. That's a Machlokes Tanam. And each of these will be discussed, as we'll see, in the Gemara. Itmar. Machlokes. So, we have here, in this Mishnah, Eluk Sheiris. We have in the first Mishnah, Eluk Treifis. These. So, which of the statements of these are meant to be Meduyuk? These and not something else. Right? We have it in the two Mishnayos here. So, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eluk Treifis Dafka. The first Mishnah is Dafka. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omer, Eluk Sheiris Dafka. Right, they each argue which one is the one that is v'dafka. But my kamiflagi, but the Rav Masna, what is the machlokas? What's the nafkamina between them? Rav Masna's din. Dumb Rav Masna. Rav Masna says, we had this also. Hai buka de atma de shafmi duchte trefa. If the ball of the thigh bone got dislocated, so that's a trefa. So trefa is not missing anything, but it's just dislocated. So the machlokas, the Rav Yochanan is whether they agree to that. That's the question. Rav Yochanan Amar Elu Trefas Dafka. Rav Yochanan says only these are trefa in the first Mishnah. Only these. Tana trefos, v'tana zehaklau. Right? It says trefos. What is considered trefos? And then it says zehaklau to include something. Right? The end of the Mishnah that we just were speaking about. Zehaklau includes something. V'chazei lider of Masna, da'asya v'zei aklau. Right, and therefore he saw Rav Masna's din, that maybe that's what's included in zei aklau. My taima, why would it be included potentially, to dambula natule? It's similar to removed, right? It's removed from its spot, right? It's dislocated. So Tana, Elu Treifus, that he was going to include it in Elu Treifus, in the zei aklau. So Tana, Elu Treifus, hanihu de treifa, hadar Rav Masna k'shera. So Rabbi Yochanan would argue on Rav Masna. Right, and that is ksheira, that is not, right? The eluds, these are trefas, but that is not a trefa. For Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rav Shimon Lakish would say no, the opposite. Elu ksheiras dafka, start with the second Mishnah. Elu ksheiras, these are the ones that are kosher. Tana trefos, v'tana ze'aklal. It says also, now he's going back to the first Mishnah, it says trefos v'ze'aklal, v'chazi l'dramasna, to lawasi v'ze'aklal. He wouldn't have included Rav Masna exactly in the ze'aklal. My taima, why? Because if something is dislocated, it's not exactly like any of the other items. Lavlan akuve damia, it doesn't have a puncture. Vololuf suke damia, it wasn't nifsak. Vololutule namilo damia, it wasn't removed. It's still there, it's just dislocated. So I wouldn't have included it in there. So tana, eluk sheiris, hani udek sheiris, other masa trefa. I wouldn't have included it in trefa, but the diak from the second Mishnah would tell me that I agree with Rav Masna, and the dislocation of the thigh bone would be a trefa. Gufa. Amar Rav Masna. Rav Masna also says, or what he just said is going to be subject to an argument, actually. Hi, as we just said, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but I book it to Atma the Shavi Duchte Trefa, Rava Amar, Kshera. Rava argues, the E Ifsak Nive, if the ligaments, the inner ligaments that hold it together are also cut, Trefa, that everybody agrees that that's a Trefa, Vilchasa, Ifsak Namik Shaver, even if they're cut, it's Kasher, Adam is Achle Sahule, until it starts, rotting. Till it starts the degenerative process. Till it starts to that, it is still kosher. Period. Ad kama techsar v'chulus. The Mishnah says how much has to be missing in order to be called a chisaron. Amar Zeiri. Atun delo mischami lechon shiura shiure bedinra kurdina'a. You, says Zeiri, who don't know the shir. You don't know this isar. So I'll tell you. The shir is a kurdina'a dinar. A kurdina dinar, a dinar that comes from kurdina. Rashi says, "Oso hayim akirin ume hare araratu," from the area of Har Ararat, somewhere up near Turkey. Remember the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin, chite kurdinaisa, right? Talking about isuri hana by chametz. Okay, Unkelus on Har Ararat says Har Kardo. Kardo, right? It's the same type of lashon. So, Reziri says, if you want to know, it's the dinarim that they use in that area. Vahave kipshita zadrasi. It's like a small chitusa. Umishtach nabene pshita tibabadisa. That's where it's found. Good. Amrevchana pitora'a. Revchana, the money changer, says, ilo minai havikoi barnafcha. All of a sudden, I looked up. And in front of me was standing Barnafcha. We know that's the nickname for Rabbi Yochanan. Barnafcha. Uboy mine, and he asked for me, dinari kur dina'a, lishari be trefasa. He asked from me to give me a kurdinian dinar so he can measure a trefa. He asked, uboy lameka mi kame. I wanted to stand up in front of him, but lo shavkani. He didn't let me. He didn't let me stand up for him. Omerli shaveni shave. He said, no. You sit. Ein bale umnis rashon lamor, bebre tamidechachamim, bishasha osukim imalachtan. Now let us stand for me. You're busy working. I don't want to take away any of your business, right? I don't want to, so you now let us stand. Let's just finish the whole sentence, and then every line here is jam packed. Vilo, really? You're not supposed to stand up? Don't we have a Mishnah Maseches Bikurim? Vatznan, call Bali Umnis Omdim Ibnayim. When the Meviyi Bikurim came, everybody around used to stop what they were doing and stand up in front of them. Visholin Vishloman and ask how they're doing. Va'omrin lahem, Achinu Achim Malkom Ploni, Boachem L'Shalom. Welcome. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say, how could the Gemara say that Rabbi Yochanan didn't let him stand? Because you're a Baal Omnis, you can't stand. You see here they used to stand? You see they used to stand? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Mipneim Omdim, Mipnei Tamei Chacham Mein Omdim. No, in front of them, in front of people who are going to do a mitzvah, you stand, but not Stam Kavod Talmud Chacham. Right? If somebody's going to do a mitzvah, you stand, but not Kavod Talmud Chacham. Okay, let's stop there for a moment and talk about a number of points. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan was standing in front of him and didn't let him stand. Why didn't he stand when he saw Rabbi Yochanan, like, down the street coming towards him? Don't you have to stand up for the Gadol when he's, even with the Dalai Lama selling, Rabbi Yochanan was, like, right there. So, Ipashtus, it seems like he, like, snuck up on him. That's what it sounds like. Barnafu was on me. That's what Ben Yoyada says. He came from behind. Ben Yoyada says he must have not wanted him to stand up. He didn't want to bother him. See, Bedafka came from behind in order to make sure that he didn't stand. V'nirali b'siyata d'shmaya, says the Ben Yoyada, as he always says. K'desh lo yiksha shomea elav, lama lo kami panav yoso babatochar ba'amos. Eloi minoi. Shelo ba mitzad shalafanav kadei sheyir ehu kodem sheyagiy elav ela ba be'achorav o minatzad lo hirgish bo ela atcha ba etzlo mamish, right? Because he came from there because he didn't want him to, didn't want him to see it, he didn't want a dafka be stood for. Also, Bali Umnis, right? Rabbi Yochanan was so medactic, even for a second. Like, we can't even fathom this, right? We can't even fathom it. It's probably implicit in most cases. You know, the employer probably understands that the employee is going to take some time for himself during the day, right? While he's on his lunch break, he'll be surfing the web to buy shopping for his kids. And even though, you know, if you ask the employee, he says, every second I want him working for me, that's a big shayla. But there's probably implicit mechila to a certain extent. Again, an employee can't take advantage. One has to know basic, you know, acceptable practices in different fields. But again, theoretically, though, one has to make sure to remember this, that the messages of this halacha, that you can't even stand up. It's going to take a few seconds. Right? Remember the Gemara in Brachas? Daf Tezayin or so, that they didn't even, some shitas, they didn't even say the fourth bracha benching. It's a Mitzvah Derabbanan. Mitzvah Derabbanan is going to be docha these few seconds that I'm working for my employer. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable that such behavior is understood. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Schirus. The last halacha in Hilchos Schirus Mishpatim about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he quotes the pasuk by Lavan to just how medactic one has to be as a worker. Right, when Lavan screams at Yaakov, and Yaakov says, you know, you ripped me off, you tricked me, you changed. But Yaakov says, I was always honest. I was always honest. I didn't cheat at all. I didn't, Yaakov Avinu, even though he's no, right, though. The brachas v'chulu, but the last halacha in Ilchas Chiras, k'derech shemuzer balabayas shelo yigzol sachar ani v'lo yakvenu kacha ani muzer shelo yigzol meleches balabayas v'yevatel ma'at bekan u'ma'at bekan u'moti kol adam hayom b'me'ira. Yeah, I'm going to take a little bit off here, take a little bit off there. No. Chayev l'daktik alatzmo bizman. Shere ikpidu chachamim al bracha revias v'abrechas amazon shelo yivarech usa. Quotes that Gemara. Even the fourth bracha, v'chein chayev lavod b'chol kocho. You have to give it your all. Shaharei Yaakov hatzadik. Amar, interesting lashon that dafke here. The Rambam calls Yaakov hatzadik. Yaakov hatzadik. Amar ki b'chol kochi yavati esavichen. Lefich agnata schar zos af ba'olam hazesh. Ne'emar b'yifrotz ha'ish ma'od ma'od. Right? Why does the Rambam call him tzadik there? What's a tzadik? What's the definition of a tzaddik? Right? Who's called tzaddik in Chazal? Yosef is called the tzaddik. Noach is called the tzaddik. Noach is called the tzaddik in the Torah. Yosef is called the tzaddik in the in Chazal. So we discussed in the past, maybe a tzaddik is somebody who's mefarnes the world. Noach was mefarnes the world. Yosef was mefarnes the world. Yaakov Avinu, at that time, he wasn't mefarnes, but maybe he means tzaddik in a different way. But either way, that's point number one. The other point to mention is Bikurim. Right? This halacha Bikurim, about standing, about the Mishnah that says standing up. So there's a Bar Tanura that's, is much quoted by the Achronim. Afterwards, the Bar Tanura says on this Mishnah, in Bikurim Gimel Gimel, Umitam Zeh, the Bar Tanura quotes our Gemara, that you don't stand up in front of a Talmud Chacham, but you do stand up in front of the Mevi'i Bikurim, the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, as Blazer Shem will see in a minute. Umitam Zeh, Omdim Mipnei Nosei Hamita, Shehameispa, Umipnei Nosei Hatinok, Libris Mila. That's why you stand up when people, by a Levaya, right, people are going to do a mitzvah to bury the dead. People, when you bring a baby into a bris, right? That's the Bar Tanura. That's quoted in Yoredeya. Yoredeya Reisamachay. Reisamachay. So it says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, Shekal Ha'am, Sheim Eitzel Amila, Ya'amdu, Sheneemar V'yamod, Kala'am Bibris. Right? You stand up, and also that's in Yoredeya Reisamachay. If you flip to Yoredeya Shin Samach Aleph, Dalid, afil b'malkam shina tzorach l'lavos is a meis tzorach l'amon mipanav. Even if you're going to the Levaya, if they pass you, you have to stand up. Says the Taz right there on the Shulchan Aruch. U'mikamakam nira li lilmod to bechol dvar mitzvah she'adam holech u'misasekba yishlam b'lefanav. Right, every dvar mitzvah that a person is involved in, you have to show kavod. To go show kavod and stand up in front of that person. And he says that's pchein mashu perakamet the kiddushin. Right, that's what's Masha from Kiddushin, where he quotes the same Gemara that appears here. He just quotes it from Kiddushin. Again, there's a big discussion here in the postgame how far this goes. Some say maybe this is where the minhag comes from of standing when a chas and a kala are going down the aisle. Again, it's not an ancient custom. I remember years ago it was not the custom, but there is a halacha when the grandparents walk down the aisle, you know, it's a mipnei seva takam, that's a mitzvah daraisa. Here, it's a minug, and yesh v'yesh. The Archas Chaim, though, quotes it. Archas Chaim, Ar Melonel. Archas Chaim, one of the Rishonim, the Archas Chaim quotes in Hilchas Kiddushin. He quotes Al-Kain. He quotes based on a different reason, not because of the Holech L'Dvar Mitzvah, right? One might say maybe that's a machlokas Rosh Rambam, right? The Rosh says that it's not even a mitzvah to get married. What's they're going to do the mitzvah for Revu, right? It's an extra mitzvah, but the Rambam says it is a mitzvah. Okay, maybe that's the machlokas of the Minhagim. But the Archas Chaim here quotes. He quotes from the Pirkei Derb Elazar, Chasan Doma L'Melech. That's in the Pirkei Derb Elazar. That's the source of that phrase. Chasan Doma L'Melech in Perek Tezayin of Pirkei Derb Elazar. Ma melech hakol makalsan oso, kacha chasan. Ma melech eni yosi lashuk levado, kacha chasan. Ma melech simchu mishal afanav, kacha chasan v'chul. Al kein, noagu b'chol mokom osenu, sheomdin ha'am al ragleyem, b'shashu mahalich baderech. when he's going. Ukshe mevarchin lo birchas erisin v'nisuin. Ukshe ola likros batora v'ola nimo. O havav v'muyuda'av v'hakol l'fi haminag. Right, so he even quotes, right, some say he's not a chassan yet until not domel melech until after the chuppah. But here he says, ukshe mevarchin lo birchas erisin v'nisuin. See, we, many, in Eretz Yisrael, everybody's standing around anyway. But in Chutz La'aretz, everybody's sitting. But he says, Dafka b'shas baruch ha'b'eretz v'nisuin. That's when the mitzvahs have taken place. Maybe stand at that time. Okay, a makar for, you know, not being so formal and mesudar. Okay, either way, that's the Aruch HaShem there as an example of standing for the mitzvahs. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, two more lines to this sugya. Amar Rav Yossi Bar Avin. So remember what happened here. Rabbi Yochanan, you know, surprised the money changer and says, don't stand. He says, what do you mean? I'm not going to stand for you. Rabbi Yochanan says that, yeah, you can stand for people doing a mitzvah, but don't stand for Talmidei Chachamim. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, bo re'e kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Wow. How precious is a mitzvah in its proper time. Sha'arei mipneihem omdim, mipnei Talmidei Chachamim ein omdim. Right, you see that? They don't stand for Talmidei Chachamim, but they do stand for somebody doing a mitzvah. Amazing, the chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. And the Gemara says it could be that it's not about general mitzvahs. Mimai, dilma kadei shelo yehei nimsa machshilon laselavo. It could be in this case it's not dafka for the mitzvah. It's because bringing bikurim is a big schlep, and you know it's the first fruits. I want to eat it already, and so it's a little needs some chizuk. It's a mitzvah that needs some chizuk. So maybe that's why we stand to give them such kavod. They remember the excitement that was there when they first came, and they'll always bring their bikurim. But maybe it's not a principle that applies always. Okay. Again, the principle of machshilon laselavo is something that comes up in many places. Also, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Gimel, where they used to make the big meals for the edim that came, even though they might have gotten the edus already, but good, they wanted to come next time. Right? Machshilon laselavo. Right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Gimel. The whole, there's three or four daf in Beitza. Hitir and Sofa Mishim Tchilasan. All of those cases that we allow something, bas ba tchila, because if you don't allow it, so then basof, right? Famous machlokas also, Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, other poskim, about a Jew driving, a Hatzalah member, driving home from a hospital on Shabbos. Right? Being machlokas, having a non-Jew drive, fine. But having a Jew drive, major discussion in the poskim. Right? Do we say, yitir sofer mishim tchilasan, right? You allow them to do that, because if not, they might think twice before they go and get stuck in the hospital the next time. So again, does that only apply to Durabanans? Does that even apply to Daraisas? Right, that's the discussion in the poskim. The Maharik quotes this Gemara about Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, an interesting discussion. The Maharik, the case was they were in Shoresh Tess. Maharik is late Rishon, 1410 to 1480. Late Rishon. He's quoted, many of his Pesachim are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I saw a quote last night from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, the Nebuka Yosef was the last Rishon. Okay, so I don't remember his years, but it was about the same time. I've heard other Achronim say, oh, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, he was a little later. Rabbi Yosef Cairo was the last Rishon, Ramo was the first Achron. Okay, that's a little cut off, but it's a little gray, exactly what the, who is that borderline, the Radvaz and others, Truma Sedeshen. Anyway, the Ma'arik here says, he had the Shaila, there was a Minog in the Shul that on Parshas Gracious every year, they auctioned off the first aliyah for a lot of money. Kavod HaTorah. They auctioned off the first aliyah, and they gave it even to a non-Kohen, whoever bought the first aliyah. And the Kohanim used to go out, right, because they were, besides being mochel, they wanted to make sure, right, Mios Tov, they went out. One year, there was one Kohen that said, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. So they said, okay, you can buy it. No, I don't want to buy it, and I don't want to leave. So they said to him, there's a shul down the street. You can get Kohen there. They don't have this minhag. I'm not leaving, this is my shul, and I'm not buying it. So what they do, they call the police. And the morning of Simchas Torah, they did not let him in the shul. That's what happened. The morning of Parshas Bereishis, they didn't let him in the shul. They called Shiltonei Ha'ir. And then they asked the Maharik, did they do okay? What they did was that appropriate? So the Maharik says, yes. It was fine. The first half of the shuv is all about the koach of minhagim. The koach of minhagim, that if you have minhagim are unbelievable, especially if there's a minhag that doesn't go against halacha, right? If a kohen is mochel, right, then it's okay. It's okay, especially a minute like Kavod HaTorah, a minute to get the first Aliyah in Parshas Bereishis. What a schluss, what a, people see how people, how excited people are. He says, Ein lana l'shanas amin haga shenaga v'sein akad mona v'chasin machi maisa. V'kol shekin bin agazeh shu kavod HaTorah v'iluya. Ein lucha chibuv HaTorah gadol mizeh. Unbelievable. He says, what a great minhag. He's not saying that you should have that minhag if you don't have that minhag. But he says, once you have that minhag, he says, there's nothing wrong with it. And then he says, certim and hagim, the people got rid of, but that's only, goes through, only controversial minhagim. This one is not controversial. And then he quotes, sometimes you follow a minhag even against certain halachas, and it's a long tshuva. And then he says, "Bedin kafu shlo yikanes the beis hakneses miachas shayi lo beis hakneses acher ba'osu ha'ir." Shishama yachal liko. You want to get an aliyah? Go to the other shul. Right? There was another option here. So what was he doing? It was midas stom. And he says, "Kofen al midas stom." What was he doing? And ode, there's darkei shalom. Right? They've been doing this for years. And therefore, he does not think that there was a problem. He says, "V'arbendein miachas shakiyim minagu kavod HaTorah nira dafilu loaya beis hakneses." Even if there was no other shul in town, he thinks they could have done this. And then he quotes other examples. He says, "What about the minag of Bahab? Minag of Bahab after Sukkot and Pesach?" He says, "What happens in shul? We all do Bahab, and what if there's a kohen in shul and he's not fasting? So we give the Yisrael the aliyah, right? Because he's not fasting." He says, it's kohen, but that's the minag." And then in the last paragraph, he says, "V'gam yesh b'mina kavod HaTorah, v'hechsher mitzvah lahamsi shemen lamor." It was people who also promised to give money and to give lights, v'chulu, "U'matzinu b'kama makomos shemachzikin yidei osei mitzvah, b'cholos, u'mishtadlim hayu," and this is somebody who's doing a mitzvah, and he has to be mechazik them. And he quotes, Rosh Hashanah Chaf Gimel, and he quotes, Chulin Daf Nun Dalid. Right, and he quotes, he says, you see from all this, he says, "Gadol chiba mitzvah kedei lahargila yoser mitam l'chacham. V'kol shekein shu gadol mikavod hakohen v'chulu," and he continues. Anyways, he quotes that halacha about being mechazik those who support mitzvos. Okay, let's just do a little more, and then we will, you know what, Amar Rav Nachman is really the next piece. So we'll stop by Amar Rav Nachman, starts a new section. And again, we don't have to wait another 10 blot to get another Mishnah. 2 days from now, Daf Nun Vav has another Mishnah, Ve'ilu Treifas Ba'of, but B'ez Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored on the third yard side of Dr. Alan Goldstein, Avram ben Menachem Moshe, a man who dedicated his life to his family, patients, learning, and teaching Torah. And also, today is the last day of the week, sponsored the week's shiur of Le'ilu Nishmas Yerachmiel Shimon ben Yaakov Shammai. Okay, we'll stop here.